Track 20.
ETO Construction, Patricia O'Connor speaking.
Good morning, this is Len Baines from Safer Hands Insurance.
Oh, hello. I think I know why you're calling. It's about the proposal form, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. We received a draft by email yesterday evening, but it wasn't complete.
Yes, sorry about that. Jane, my secretary, told me. It got sent off by mistake. She didn't have all the necessary information. She'd intended to call you this morning to explain and then finish it later today, but she's on her coffee break right now.
Oh, no problem. But now that I've got you on the phone, would you have time to go through the missing information? You've probably got the answers. It means I can make a start on the assessment from our end.
Well, I've only got half an hour before a meeting. We probably wouldn't have time.
Oh, it shouldn't take long. Do you have the form in front of you?
Just a second. Yes, I've got it.
Right, let's start with page 1, question number 5, part 1. Have you or any other director or partner ever been involved in a company that has gone bankrupt or become insolvent?
Well, I haven't. Ever, you said?
Yes.
Well, I'm pretty certain the other two haven't either.
Could you please find out for me? That would be important.
All right, I've made a note. My secretary will get back to you on that.
OK, down to number 5, part 3. Have you or any of your fellow directors or partners ever been convicted of a crime?
I haven't. Again, I'll have to let you know about the others.
Thanks. Part 4. Has your business changed name at all?
No, it hasn't.
Good. On to question number 7. This is in 3 parts. Firstly, has any previous insurer declined your proposal? Or, secondly, cancelled or refused to renew your insurance? Or, thirdly, required an increased premium?
I have to pass on those too. Sorry, I'm not being much help, am I?
We'll have to leave number 7 for now then as well. Perhaps you can have a word with whoever does know and get back to me on that too. On to number 9. Have you made any claims during the past 5 years?
Yes, we have.
Could you give me some details, please?
Well, we had some stock stolen from the warehouse 2 years ago.
Right. Anything else?
Yes. There was a fire in the warehouse 4 years ago.
Uh-huh. A fire in the warehouse. Is that it?
There may have been something else. I'd have to check.
Please do that, thanks. Did either or both of the claims you mentioned exceed £10,000?
Yes, both of them did.
Well, I'm going to need fuller details. I'll send you an email about exactly what. What caused the fire?
There was an explosion. A flammable gas cylinder of some sort.
Do you still store those cylinders in the warehouse?
You'll need to speak to our warehouse manager, George Smith, about that sort of thing, I'm afraid.
Right. Will he be able to tell me about the measures taken at that time to prevent further losses?
Oh, yes, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, thinking about it, I think someone will have to come and assess the risk on site, actually, so we can leave the rest of the information until then. I won't be sending you that email, but we'll be in touch later today for an appointment. Thank you for your time, Ms. O'Connor.
No problem. Sorry again about the confusion with the proposal form.
That's all right. These things happen. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Baines.